This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Hall of Fame has just announced the candidates to be inducted for election, which will go next month, including Steve Garvey, Jack Morris, the former Tigers and Twins pitcher, Tommy John, who is more than just the name of what you have done to the surgery to your elbow, people. He was a great pitcher for the Dodgers and Yankees. Former MLB union chief for players, Marvin Miller, along with Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Dave Parker, Ted Simmons, Louis Tiant, and Alan Trammell.
Louis Tiant.
He was pretty darn good.
Yeah, he was.
I'm telling you what, Donnie Baseball, too. Donnie Mattingly should get in there.
Is he on there?
Yep. Ted Simmons, who was the longtime All-Star Cardinals catcher who helped the Brewers to their only appearance in a World Series in 82 and smoked heavily in the dugout.
Yeah.
But look, Garvey, Jack Morris, Tommy John, those are some pretty decent players back in the day.
I was looking at this potential Hall of Fame ballot for 2018. Mm-hmm. So is it the 2017 or the 2018?
This would still be 2017 because they said the ballot, the Hall of Fame election is next month.
Because I'm looking at a list, and it starts with Trevor Hoffman. This is potential Hall of Fame ballot. Players who remain eligible from the 2017 ballot, and all players who retired following 2012 with 10-plus seasons in the major leagues and scored 10 or more in the Hall of Fame monitor. Trevor Hoffman, Vlad Guerrero, Edgar Martinez, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds. None of those names on the list?
No, because this comes from Cooperstown, and maybe this is the – what do they call it? It can't be the senior committee already, but it says, from Cooperstown, New York, former stars Steve Garvey, Jack Morris, and Tommy John, along with Marvin Miller – are among the 10 names on the ballot for a Hall of Fame election next month. The candidates were announced Monday. Results will be released December the 10th at the baseball winter meetings in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Because come to think of it, I heard that Trevor Hoffman was going to be and Vlad Guerrero were going to be on that next class.
Yep. That's why I was wondering because I didn't – there was no – there was a lot of names that I was like, am I missing something? So interesting.
So it says a 16-person committee will vote. It takes 75%, as we know, 12 votes for election.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's the, whatchamacallit? Don't they have like a writer's, like a after you've been on the ballot for a certain amount of time?
I don't know.
Senior writer's committee?
Don't get me lying. I don't keep up with it that closely.
I'm not getting just that. ESPN just released that. So I thought that was interesting as we segue into baseball a little bit.
Yeah, I do. I was keeping up with, and we'll talk Astros appearances, but I was looking at some things free agent wise because it's hot stove league time between now and.
No rest now.
No.
Now you're looking at trying to make this thing a dynasty.
Yeah. So I was looking at, you know, the various. Because I think we can all agree that they need bullpen help first and foremost. Yes, that's sir. What they're going to be chasing after. And I was also trying to see what names were listed on this list that were former Astros. And I think that the highest on the list is Cameron Maben at 42.
Okay.
As far as if you're wondering who on this list of top 101 free agents are.
Are we both in agreement he's not coming back?
I doubt it.
I doubt
Unless
it
they
as
get
well.
A value for him, I doubt it.
I think
it.
You have him in Jake Mariznick.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need two of those guys necessarily. The top relief pitcher, if you're curious, Wade Davis.
Mm-hmm. The Cubs?
Yep.
Formerly the Royals?
Wade Davis is number 6 on this list. Greg Holland. Does that sound familiar?
Look, Nick. Nick starts ducking behind the glass.
Your boy. You single-handedly kept you in fantasy. Single-handedly kept you out of the cellar.
He's free.
Greg Holland. He is a free agent.
I'm never going to forget that name now.
Yeah, I know. He's a free agent. Also listed as number 9 on the list. So you've got two relievers in the top 10. And I was looking to see where a guy that I still think that they might consider adding to this bullpen in Tony Watson. He falls at 33.
Okay.
So there are some options, and I specifically went out to Sport Track and pulled up a list of free agent closers. And they don't have Tony Watson listed as a closer, though I think he can. They don't have Brandon Morrow listed as a closer, though we know he has the stuff to be able to do that. Right. Part of the issue is, do you trust him after he faltered a little bit in the World Series?
His third day in a row.
Yep.
But, yeah.
He's got the arm, though. He's got the resume and the pedigree. No doubt.
He did. He was the first pitcher, I think, the first pitcher, if not ever, to appear in every single game in the World Series.
But it's similar to what they did with Giles. You went out and got a guy that's got the stuff but hasn't closed. Do you go out and get a Morrow who hasn't closed when you have options like Greg Holland, proven closer, Wade Davis, proven closer, and a guy that I think is a lot like Giles in many respects and I would want him to stay away from is Fernando Rodney.
Oh, no.
He'll get some saves, but he'll give up so many runs and just frustrate the hell out of you and fans.
He'll Giles you to death.
Yeah, he had 39 saves. He also carried a 4.23 ERA. So he's very Giles-like in that regard. Maybe not stuff-wise, fastball-wise, slider-wise, but Greg Holland, Wade Davis, to me, are your front runners
that you don't screw around with anymore. You're not going out to get a guy that you can groom for anything. You go out and get yourself a proven closer, and both those two guys you mentioned.
And they've got the room for it. They've got they can afford to do that. Wade Davis is probably going to get in the neighborhood of $15 million.
Beltran.
That's exactly right.
Beltran's
money. You get rid of Maben and Beltran, and I think Beltran was 13. Maben is somewhere in that neighborhood as well. It's plenty of money to cover the cost of Wade Davis.
Is Gregerson free?
Gregerson is another one on the list. I think he's, let me see where he is on here. He is 83rd as a free agent. So I'll tell you.
So, you know,
you might get them for value.
Definitely, if you want to extend, you know, I mean, improve where they have their most glaring weakness, it would definitely be the bullpen and at the back end. And I'm with you. I think either one of those guys would be fantastic in terms of an upgrade. If Giles wants to understand that his role is going to be more in a setup type role, great, fine. Do you think that Gregerson comes back?
I think you could get him for some value. He didn't have a great year. He lost his you know job as the closer and he was still under his contract, so I think you could see one of those. He ends up being the Chad Qualls of this team, you know what I mean, that veteran presence in the back end of a bullpen that comes in for mop-up duty but doesn't have the stuff nor it isn't the age you want a guy to be on a team that you're trying, but he could be a veteran presence and for the right money he proved in the World Series he can be effective.
And if he likes Houston and he likes being a part of it, then hey, maybe you get him on the cheap and you still add him because he can be effective.
Yep.
And he closed in the World Baseball Classic. I mean, he knows how to do these things. He's got some experience. So I would feel comfortable if he came back. But again, what's it? The Tigers lefty specialist.
Tony Watson.
Was it Wilson?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wilson Watson was the Pirates guy.
Pirates, right. Yeah. And if not, you know, then look
Justin
at
Wilson.
Justin Wilson, because he was on the cheap last year. But boy, oh, boy, it turns about a lefty that's effective out of the pen to get guys because you didn't have that either. Take a look at that as well.
I don't think Wilson's a free agent, though.
I thought he was, or maybe in one. Maybe he's got one more year.
Yeah, I can look up his contract. But there's some value at the bottom end of this list of 101. O from the Cardinals. I think his name is Sung O.
Okay.
He comes in. He's the guy that they thought was going to close. I think he became a head case there. But he has closer stuff. So you might get a bargain like that and take a chance and see he bolsters that bullpen a little bit. Especially if you can get him for a good deal. But there's other guys on there. You know what I mean? There's the Matt Albers of the world that you've already had, that you've seen. The Pat Neshek. Do you want to try that experiment again? I personally don't want to see Pat Neshek or Matt Albers again.
Boy, Pat Neshek, when he was good, it was good. But, watching him pitch is painful.
If the Astros went out and spent money on Tony Watson and Morrow, I would be a happy camper.
Oh,
or just
too.
Wade Davis. One of the two. If you did two of those or one of those.
Can I get two of the three?
I'd be super happy.
If I got two of the three, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join in, Clarence is on hold. We see you. We'll get to you. But if you want to join in on the fun and games, 713-780-3776. Call us. Text us. Tweet us. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, as we continue to roll on The Usual Suspects on a Monday.
Monday! Sorry. I just thought I would do the...
Was that rock and roll concert or car sales guy?
No, that was Monster Truck Rally guy.
Monday! Bigfoot no. Live and Big Daddy Don Garlic.
Bone
one night,
Crusher.
One night only.
Don't they do the... Isn't it... it's Bigfoot and who? Yes. Bone Crusher?
I think so.
No?
I don't know.
We also could be describing some
could
of Nick's
drag
dates.
Strip guy too, because that's was the drag strip.
Sorry, Nick. Shots fired for no reason. I just Tony Romo'd you, Dion. My bad.
You could even do. It could even be drag strip guy. It could be rock and roll concert guy.
Live one night only. Def Leppard with special guest White Lion at Proof Rooftop Lounge.
That actually sounds like somebody they would have there too, doesn't it?
It kind of does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth of July weekend, prepare to get annihilated.
Dude, that sounds just like you.
Walmart proudly present Mega.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds just like Joel.
Joel, do you do that on the side that we need to know about it?
No.
Because you
muster. Don't miss the second annual barbecue Twinkie cook-off. Tickets are just here.
That was tough to say with that tough voice.
Do it, Joel.
The Annihilator and the barbecue kickoff.
The first 100 people in the game.
It sounds exactly the same.
Tickets available at Ticketmaster.
Damn it, Joel, you're moonlighting as the weird monster truck voice guy.
Tickets available by calling Ticketmaster or call White Lion's hotline right now because they don't have a website.
That's awesome. Nestor Carmona and Eric Resendez are asking about Martez being a closer.
They were separated at birth, were they not? At least on Twitter?
Yeah. Martez won't be a closer. He won't. He's a rotation guy, if he's even here. They're going to try to trade him, I'm guessing, but you've got to get better outings out of him. But when you look at his role in the minors, I know what he was here, but you're talking about a rotation that was six deep and seven when Fires was on. There was no room for Martez to start. They needed help in that bullpen just to extend arms.
Fires is gone now, right? He's a free agent as well?
I'd have to look him up. I haven't looked up all the Astros free agents yet. But Martez, when you look at just the difference in ERA as a starter versus a reliever, it's almost 2.5 runs worse as a reliever. He's going to be a starter, whether it's for this team or someone else.
Yeah, as trade bait. Because, look, we just got done saying it. At this point where this team is now, you don't experiment or groom guys for jobs like a closer.
Yeah.
You find a legitimate guy that is one of the missing pieces to a puzzle that can be put together and be there for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yep. All right, so I'm pulling up available 2018 Astros free agents. Beltran, Liriano, Gregerson, Tyler Clippard, Cameron Maben, Reiner Cruz, and Reed Brignac.
So that means Fires is back.
Yeah, apparently so.
You happy
now,
about
that's
that? That's your guy, you know.
Oh, it's my guy?
You love him.
It's my guy, huh?
You love you just, some Fires.
Just giving me my guy.
He's
just fire. Saying he's
straight Fires.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm trying to pull up all of the Astros. It's not working out. They're not happy with me, apparently, at Sport Track. But I'll figure it out. I'll find out what Fires is. It's not going to matter. He's not going to play a significant role next year.
No. Unless they're in a dire straits for spot starters. But, you know, even Martez is going to have a hard time cracking the roster simply because of the fact that their lineup now and their rotation from a pitching perspective is fantastic. You mentioned it. I mean, they even without Verlander, they were 5-6 deep. Now they're 6-7 deep.
Yep.
So, you know, and by the way, the Astros have been making the rounds all over the place. I don't know when they found time to sleep, but between the parade, Altuve was on right away. He did Fallon. Then Correa's doing Kimmel this week. But after the parade, Correa was at Macy's while Springer, Altuve, and Bregman were on their way to Saturday Night Live. They did Saturday Night Live, which is hilarious, and we'll get to that. But then Bregman stayed. He did Good Morning America this morning. Altuve made it back in time from his Fallon appearance in New York to make it back for the parade. And then they were at the Texans game. They were at Saturday at Disney. Correa
had him over to my house for lunch.
They went to the farm?
Yeah.
Okay.
They picked some pumpkins out.
I'm telling you, man, they've been all over the place. I don't know when they found time to sleep, but Springer was interviewed one place where he said, "I'll find time to sleep later. This has been the greatest experience of my life."
Well, hell yes.
Pretty cool to be on Saturday Night Live.
I bet Correa, you think Correa is like man, you know what? I should have just waited a little longer.
I'm pretty sure they're throwing a lot of things at those guys right now, and not all are just appearances.
I was going to say, you know how much World Series ass he could be getting right now, traveling around?
Gentlemen, from my experiences in a previous life, I can only tell you that if you were on the roller coaster when they were winning.
Yeah. Woo, by the way,
baby,
let's talk parade for a minute because we didn't talk about it Friday. Yeah. Did you see the Musgrove beer catch?
I did not.
So someone was throwing beers at the fire truck that Musgrove is on, and the first one bounces off the front of the fire truck. And then the second one is almost, I don't know who's standing next to him, but it almost hits him, and Musgrove reaches out with the left hand, catches the beer. This is being thrown from a parking garage. Catches the beer with one hand, busts it open, it chugs it, and slams it down. And everyone loses their mind. It was the most awesome Stone Cold Steve Austin looking moment of the parade.
I didn't catch that at all. Look for the video.
Just Google Musgrove Parade beer. Oh, it's so badass. I'll find it and tweet it out. It is so badass.
We were at Proof and we were all working, so I was going to say I never saw a minute of the parade.
Yeah, did you see the hat getting passed up?
But I did see the
that was everywhere.
That was cool.
Everybody was even saying how great Houston is, that a lady six floors up can lose her hat and they'll find a way to get it back to her in Houston. I mean, that, in a nutshell, was fantastic in terms of good representation of the parade and Houston.
I think I might have. It was the only thing better on Friday from chugging perspective was you.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in that. I should have been able. I normally could do a whole bottle of water.
Did you see? Did you see what AJ did?
I tweeted out.
I put Joel's getting wild out here, and AJ tags Lisa and goes, "Come get your man."
I didn't see that.
Wild.
That's typical AJ, who dishes it out fantastically.
if you guys don't know, I was driving home
and Fred's calling me out on the fact that I didn't chug the whole bottle. I was like, oh, boy.
It was funny because, you know, Joel was catching heat because Joel doesn't drink for whatever reasons. It's nobody's business. But AJ was messing with him.
And he messed with me all the time.
Your credit, you were like, oh, yeah. And AJ said something about water. I bet you won't chug that water. And Joel was like, yeah. And he grabs
like
the water.
Here you go.
And chugs it. And everyone's going, I mean, the whole proof rooftop lounge
chug,
is going
chug.
I got the video on my Twitter if you want to go check it out, but oh, it was hilarious. And so we tweeted it out, and there goes AJ to Lisa, come get your man. Oh, so good. We had
starter.
I tell you what, we had an absolute blast
that was
on
fun,
Friday.
Man.
Lot of fun.
Yeah, if the only thing was that we didn't get to see the parade, but hey, we had, and the crowd right after the parade, the way they showed up and hung out.
Yep.
Was fantastic. That was a fun environment to be around. All of, like you guys were saying too, got to catch up with so many of our loyal listeners that sometimes you only know by a name or a Twitter account. But it was fantastic, and we should do more of those things.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I had a good time. It was good.
And speaking of the parade, I didn't hear this, but then the follow up from the parade is none other than our own Sheila Jackson Lee, who decided that she was going to talk about her favorite baseball team and believe she took it to work, and it sounded a little something like this.
We have never won the World Series. Minute Maid is a fine stadium, and the L.A. Dodgers were a very fine competitor. Let me thank all of them for the great sportsmanship, the character that was shown. Show what America's about. You can be two great adversaries on the battlefield of baseball, but you can still be great friends and colleagues and part of the great American pastime. Thank you to the mayor, the county government, the state government, all of those fans out there. Thank you. Thank you to George Springer and Altuve, who caught the final out. Oh, I was so.
Altuve?
Doesn't it behoove you to know the players and their pronunciation if you're going to speak about them?
You know, of all my favorite Astros, I think
you
Altuve.
You mean your asteroids?
Yeah, of all the favorite asteroids, Altuve is one of the best.
Fans out there.
Carrera.
Thank you to George Springer and Altuve.
Altuve.
I wonder which Houstonian immediately rushed in and created an Altuve Twitter account.
I'm sure there's one.
You know what I
now,
mean?
Right?
There has to be one, right?
There has to be.
And then she called it the World Series. And then she called them good Southern boys.
She didn't really call it the World Series.
She called it the World Series and called them Southern boys. It was the most.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Like, you know what? Sheila, get your bleep together. That was horrible.
I'm telling you, this is a woman that went everywhere from Michael Jackson's funeral and spoke.
On list of annoying politicians, She's top three. I can't stand her.
She is everywhere.
Like, I really can't stand her. Again, save your texts and tweets. I don't care. Just the same way I can't stand Trump. I can't stand Sheila Jackson Lee. Both of them get on my nerves.
All right, the music means we have to take a quick break and step away. We got a half hour to go in the big show. Still plenty more to get to. Clarence and David, we see you. We'll get to you. We'll continue to roll on with the usual suspects. Please feel free to join us, 713-780-3776. Hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Thank you to George Springer and Al Tui.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the big show on a Monday as we continue to roll through a variety of topics. Two that we keep going back and forth to are the Texans and the Astros. Although your Rockets, by the way, with the Western Conference Player of the Week, James Harden, won again last night.
Yep. Rory on Twitter said, "World Series. Surely she can't be serious." Very well done, Rory.
Well played, sir.
Very well done.
As opposed to Miss Jackson Lee.
Yeah, I'll allow it. That was good.
All right, we'll go back to some football because Clarence wants to get in here. He's been waiting a while. He's a friend of the show, as we all know, and I know exactly what he wants to talk about. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys? How's it going?
Not as good as it's going for you, six in a row.
Yeah, you know, I'm flying high. You know, Adrian, we did it and all that good stuff. But I want to say that I am officially not affiliated with the New Orleans Saints.
Uh-oh.
In any way, shape, or form. That being said, I like to put out a personal bounty on Mike Evans.
Oh, wow. You want to talk about those fights this weekend? That was something, wasn't it?
Man, three, four of them?
First of all, James has got no business, if he's out of the game, touching another player who's on the field by the back of the neck. But Mike Evans not getting thrown out of that game for coming to the defense of Jameis and hitting him who's the guy from your secondary that was involved in the fight, came from behind and just blindsided him and doesn't get thrown out.
Yeah, everybody could believe that. I was at a daiquiri shop full of New Orleans fans, and we were just like, come on, what's going on? How come he's not tossed out? And then you pull a cheap shot like that? I mean, come on. I mean,
Did you see it, Barry?
I did. I saw it.
Yeah, it was Marshawn Lattimore, the Saints. And first of all, Winston's out of the game and his helmet's off, and Lattimore's walking back from the sidelines after a play. And Jameis, like, did something. It was kind of funky. He just kind of, like, slapped the back of his neck under his helmet.
No, he pokes the back.
He pushed
him. You don't poke the back of the man's head in any way, shape, or form.
That's a grown-ass man pushing.
Okay, it just looked funky. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I know you don't poke a grown-ass man's neck. I'm just like, what the hell is possessing you to go touch a man's neck when you're out of the game?
Yeah, and I mean,
he's out of the game, no helmet on. And if you watch it closely, when Mike Evans came and hit Lattimore, and then
that's a good hit
one
too.
Of our players came over and hit
good.
Evans, you see that Jameis went to the ground.
Yep.
That was probably the stupidest thing. I mean, he got knocked down onto the ground, and it looked like he got knocked down on his bad shoulders.
But he got pulled back real quick, too. He got pulled out of there really quick, and his teammates surrounded him.
Because he should have never been in there and instigating that situation anyway.
Yeah. It was just an ugly look. I mean, there was three fights yesterday, Clarence, so it wasn't just the Saints and the Bucks.
Oh, I know. It wasn't as good as the boxing or the UFC, but, you know, it was pretty close.
Yeah. The NFL had a pretty decent card this weekend. I mean, you know, it wasn't UFC 217, but it was a decent card.
Man, it was good.
Man, your Saints are rolling, and, you know, they even win a game when Breeze really, he didn't do a ton. I mean, I know he had a couple of big plays down the field, but overall it was kind of an okay day. So that's good.
Yeah, it was an okay day. The running is coming around.
Kamara had a good game, ran for almost 70 yards. Yeah.
Clarence, I got news for you. Breaking news because you called. Breaking news because you called. Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans suspended for one game. There you go.
I'm kind of surprised Jameis Winston wasn't suspended. I'll
he
be honest
have to
with
be
you.
Because he's going to be out and on the shelf. They're putting him on the shelf at least 2 weeks to rest his shoulder.
Now. Okay. It kind of surprises me.
Next stop, guys, Buffalo.
Uh-oh. You nervous?
Don't sleep on Buffalo, Clarence.
Well, they don't have big playability, so I'm not that nervous.
They just made a trade for a wide receiver, Clarence. They've got big play, and you got to control
Shady.
Yeah,
but we handled him when he was in Carolina with a better quarterback around him. So,
you know that the Saints are underdogs in that game, right?
I know.
Okay.
But I believe in my boys all the way through.
They've given you drinking that Kool-Aid.
They've given you no reason not to, Clarence.
Yep.
They're even all playing right, defense, man.
Hey, we brightened your day with the suspension of Mike Evans.
Have a good one, man.
All right, Clarence. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, the other couple, some of the other fights in the NFL,
yeah,
were pretty entertaining too. But AJ Green now is coming out trying to say I'm not that guy. But
yeah, you
boy,
were.
Boy, oh boy, if you look at the spats that he had with Jalen Ramsey, and then I mean, it was going on over and over again. And then the one I want to say, if you saw what actually caused the penalty. Ramsey baited the hell out of him because he waited till the referees right towards the end of the play pushed him and then acted like nothing was going on. He was walking back to the huddle and then just got stranglehold thrown to the ground by Green.
He definitely lost. I mean,
and then first of all, I don't understand grown-ass NFL players throwing punches to helmets and shoulder pads.
At least there was some wrestling in there. You got belly to back suplex. So that was nice.
I did appreciate Clarence's laugh.
It was funny. That was awesome. That was great.
But yeah, the punch to the helmet was just the dumbest.
Stupid, and you're a receiver.
Yeah, don't do that.
And
your, hands are important.
Ramsey went tried to get in the Bengals locker room when they were both ejected.
Oh, he went all Trevor Ariza on
it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Meet you in the parking lot, son.
And then there was the Niners and the Cardinals.
And I understand that. It's because Beathard got hit trying to slide and that whole mess.
Yep. So, yeah, good times. Do we have time to get this call in, Nick?
Sure.
Do you want to talk a little Astros contracts? David.
Back. Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up,
good,
man?
What's up?
So, listening to y'all earlier, I decided to get on Google and look up the contracts.
Okay.
First of all, it's very scary how many guys we have that aren't even in arbitration yet that are starters.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
Yeah, but, by the way, Fires has 2 years left in arbitration.
Everybody can celebrate that.
Well, and that brings me to my last point about that. We still have Sip under contract for one more year.
Yeah, that's – yeah.
Oh, boy.
You
had to go and make my day, didn't you, Dave?
But we get to get rid of Liriano this year, so that's good.
Well, yeah, that's part of why you went and got him, though. You thought you were going to get somebody that could help you replace Sip in a playoff run. It just turns out it was a bad move, just like the Clippard move. I mean, you thought you were getting a guy that could give you some depth in what was a tired bullpen. Both of those guys turned out to not be great additions, but at least they didn't hurt you. I mean, Liriano, he got a couple outs
in
the World Series.
He got a big out in the World Series that you needed, for sure.
He did get one big inning out, or one big out that I thought. But absolutely. I mean, if we can get rid of those, you know, even if we just have to eat them, I feel like there's some better relievers out there in the free agency.
No doubt. I mean, like I said, Watson, you've got Wade, you've got Morrow. Those are some guys that I think that they'll be targeting along with Greg Holland for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great
to
see.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, no worries, Matt. Thank you for the call.
Yep. So we continue to roll on. I guess before we get out of here, we had teased it a little bit too, but part of the World Tour of the Astros was Saturday Night Live. And it was part of a weekend update, and Leslie Jones was on, and she's a diehard Yankee fan. She even showed a video of her sitting right behind the plate for the Yankees game. And then she tries to kind of talk about how George Springer is actually the name of a mattress salesman. But the Bregman, Springer, and Altuve ended up on set, and it was made for some great audio.
How's it going, Leslie? I didn't know you were such a big Yankees fan.
Yes, I am, you bountiful snowman. For all the wrong reasons, okay? I love to see those fine men in their tight little pinstripe pants.
Well, you must have been pretty upset then when the Yankees lost in the ALCS to the Astros.
Oh, Colin! We were so close, one game away from the World Series, Colin. But I was mad as hell, okay? That little Altuve, hit all those home runs against us. The bat is bigger than him. And MVP George Springer, he is Panamanian and Puerto Rican. His name is George Springer. Come on, man. That's the name of a goofy mattress salesman.
Excuse me. How was that? What was that? Yeah, let me know. Well, since we already know that you don't actually watch baseball, we'd really like to give you a gift today.
Okay, you can give me anything you want. That's
this some Astros swag so you can hop on the bandwagon, too.
Oh, whatever. Oh, this is so cool.
How would you like it?
Oh, I like balls. Yeah, I love it.
Funny, because actually Leslie was...
Colin. I know what I said, but these men are fine as hell. I take it all back. Congratulations, you guys. I love watching y'all win. Yeah. I thought it was so sweet that Correa proposed to his girlfriend at the end of the game. I mean, it's so romantic. It looked like this dude on one knee right now.
I'm talking about our team, man.
It's not Jose's fault he's short.
Oh, that's okay, baby. Come here. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. This is where Altuve's on her lap, right?
Yeah,
this is right when Altuve gets on your lap. Yeah.
This is not something I usually say at all. I mean, never. But good things do come in small packages.
That's awesome.
Altuve was just tickled to death, too. He was just laughing the whole time. Springer, again, give him credit. That's live on national TV, and he just went
nailed
right through
it.
All of it.
Yep, nailed it. And dude, I can't even tell you how awesome it is to watch him get all this national attention and handle it like a champ. I mean, everyone knows about growing up with the stutter and how he's improved on that, and it's awesome to see every time he's out there doing his thing.
It
really
not
is
great.
It's cool
that those are the guys representing your city. Yep. Right now it does make you proud because they handle it all so well, and
yeah,
they're easily likable guys.
Yeah
Well, so it's been fun.
Bregman,
okay, little, except well he gets the asterisk. We'll let AJ talk
but
about
I was
that.
Looking at Sport Track had this thing on the underpaid, speaking of Altuve.
Yep.
He makes the list of the most underpaid, market value of... Well, he's making $4.5 million. He'll make $6 million next year. Market value almost 30.
You think Crane redoes that deal?
If he's smart,
because you know you got contracts coming behind him that are going to set a track record. You don't want those guys jumping ship.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see. All right, we got one segment left to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel for one more. We're the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5 before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz, as they were out with us last Friday, too, and both shows were having a hell of a good time out there. Jung, Nick, everybody making appearances. That was awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah, they're going to follow us up as they always do. Take you till 7 o'clock.
Got a couple texts. Somebody said, I love how everyone bashed Verlander for not being at the parade, even though he just got married, arguably the most beautiful woman in the world. You the man, Verlander. Who was bashing him? I don't know that anyone bashed him.
There were a lot of people.
And it was planned well in advance.
Yeah, there were people on social media and people out there that just didn't have anything else to do.
Like radio, sports talk radio guys?
I didn't hear anybody, any media people, because just like fans. And you got to get over yourself.
If you bashed him, you're an idiot. You're a dumbass.
Without question.
Seriously, you're a dumbass. Why? Because he wouldn't ride in a fire truck and wave at you so you could wave at him?
Instead, in Italy marrying the best-looking square-torsoed woman on the planet.
I don't know if you guys know this, but weddings are planned. They don't just happen overnight.
She really
overnight.
Does have a square torso, though.
She does. I nailed that. You guys giving me crap about it, but I got it right. If you said something bad about Justin Verlander for going and getting married, you're an idiot.
Completely
agree. Sorry, but but that's the truth.
How about Altuve making the going from L.A. to New York to, and getting back in time to Houston for the parade? That was pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's
then they went to Disneyland. Yeah. Then from Disneyland, I think Altuve had enough. I think after that, he was done. Forget the Texans game. Forget the Rockets game. I'm done.
This is the time he has the energy to do it, though. You
know why? Because he takes 5 minutes energy. Because he's good.
Somebody asked this. I forgot to read this at 2:50, so it's an hour late. But somebody sent in a text and said, it's not sports related, but are y'all fans of the time change?
Hate it, hate it, hate it.
Yeah, but how do you feel about it?
But I hate it.
Why?
I hate driving home when it's dark. I like going running when I get home at night, and the weather's perfect, and there's still some sunshine.
Get up and run in the morning.
Screw you. I had off-season workouts all through college.
When does it get dark now?
5:45 in the morning. Working out in the morning.
Yeah, it'll be dark by 6, like 5:45. Yeah. I don't like that either.
Sunset right now is scheduled for 5:30. It sucks. I hate it.
Really?
5:30?
So I got about 30 minutes of yard work to get in, huh?
Get it going. Get your
Well, but that'll be then you got
quick.
Dusk and everything else, so and then my tractor has lights on it. Yeah, I said tractor.
Oh my God.
I said tractor. Well, it's a John Deere.
Okay.
It's called a tractor,
Nick,
but it's really
a
riding
like
a
deer.
Mower. It's a riding mower.
Nothing runs like a deer. You see that green and yellow tractor in your yard, you know you got quality.
I don't mind the time change because of the extra hour. And plus, I feel like I'm ahead for a while. Like right now,
this
morning I'm playing video games, you know, on the couch, and it's like 8:30. Or no, it was 9:30, and I was like, I still have an extra hour. Like it should be 10:30. I should be getting ready for work right now. I can play video games for another hour. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm
extra
with you
hour
on that.
Of sleep
I got
is great.
Up and did all. Taylor got her fed, got her ready for school, dropped her off at school, and I went, what time is it? It's 7:55?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And but it'll trip you out when you don't reset all the clocks in the house, like my alarm. Like
for
our alarm keypad still has the wrong time on it. So I was leaving the house at 11:15, and I walked past the keypad, and it said 12:15. And for about 2.5 seconds, I went, oh,
yeah,
I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm going to be late.
I change the time on the microwave in like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I got
the only
in my
bad
car
part.
This morning though, and I was feeling really good. And then I looked at my clock, and I hadn't. And I was like,
freaked out.
Something, and I haven't gotten Taylor to school yet. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Then I realized that I was in really good shape.
Yeah. Oh, you, Mike said, no. Who has time to bash Verlander? I'm too busy bashing Barry and Joel.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good point.
Yep. Couple more texts. What do you think the chances of seeing Whitley or JB come up in the pitching rotation next year? I think you might see them in spring, or I'm sorry, September call-ups or something like that, but you're set. I mean, you don't need to tinker with this rotation too much. Now, if somebody falters, you never know. But I think going into next year, you've got 6 arms that you can rely on to be starters, and you're in good shape because you know what? There's not a lot of 5s in that list. I mean, when you think about the list of starters for the Astros, it starts with Verlander, then Keuchel, then McCullers, then Morton, then Peacock, then McHugh. None of those guys are a 5. If you want to tell me that McHugh is a 4, I'll listen, but I still say McHugh's a 3 on most any other team.
You still got 5.
And a solid 3. Well, he's a 6 or 7.
Yeah, and you got Martez.
But those guys aren't – Martez shouldn't be starting. But that's a solid 6, so I don't think you need to rush those guys. You can let them get seasoning. This isn't rebuilding now, right? This is the same thing conversation with Martez.
They're
no longer in rebuild mode. They're in win now mode. So you don't need to bring up young guys and let them get seasoning. They can do that in the minor leagues while you're out here chasing World Series.
You bringing Peacock back to be a starter next year?
It depends on what they do in the offseason, I think. Yeah, it depends. Because I think if you can add him as your 4 or 5, man.
It's above average to most teams in the league, for sure.
When you run him out there against everyone else's 4, that's advantage Astros every time that he runs out there if he's facing their 4s. So is he good in the pen? Yeah, but if they go out and they get some arms for the pen, then I don't think you do. But if they don't, then you have the luxury of saying, all right, Colin McHugh is our 5. Brad Peacock is our middle relief or setup guy or whatever role you think he can serve out there.
Man, you guys got to love this. I mean, this is fantastic.
It's pretty badass.
When you're talking about that and talking about how solid that 5-man rotation can be.
Pretty badass.
Crazy.
Yep. I mean, because Peacock, that's the beauty of what he did this year is he gives you some options now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you can't get an arm, okay.
Well,
now you've got Devinsky and Peacock.
How your arms last during the year. Because remember, I mean, Devinsky was an all-star, but then he tired out.
Yep.
The year before, same thing that we're talking about.
Harris.
But with Harris,
yeah.
Will Harris. So, you know, your bullpen hopefully is taxed less by the fact that you have all those quality starters, which should be great.
No doubt. Last text. Every week O'Brien says the loss is on him. Do you think the Texans should bring in a new head coach mid-season this year to build his system for next season?
No. No, you just play it out now.
You know, it's funny because, again, we're just giving him credit for expanding the playbook and incorporating some stuff that Watson would recognize from college. And look what it's done. They were the highest scoring team in the league. Why would you get rid of O'Brien now? It's not his fault everybody got hurt, because that's essentially what the problem with this team is right now. Everybody's hurt. You can't blame Bill. If you want to fire the trainer, if you want to fire the, you
easy
know,
now it's my old roommate,
the strength and conditioning coach, that's
dude.
Different. But Bill O'Brien... I think they were fine. Now, you want to talk about Vrabel and maybe bringing Romeo Crennel back into his role as DC? I'll listen. But again, don't blame those guys
too.
Because they're hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody's hurt.
All right, so we'll close with this. The man with a million names has changed his name again.
What?
P. Diddy not Diddy, is not Puffy. He's now Love, a.k.a. Brother Love.
Wasn't that a wrestler?
I think back in the day it was.
I think Brother Love was
a
wrestler.
Did he really change the name of that?
He changed his name again. He tweeted it out. I decided to change my name. My new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. Hashtag take that.
A.k.a. stupid.
Really? Hey, I mean, hashtag we're over and done with you already.
All right, East
what
Coast.
What have you done lately?
Yeah, okay, East Coast Prince. Settle down with the name changes.
All right, we'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, and turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They're next for Nick and Barry. I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.